That's so fun. Welcome to tonight's pep talk. Welcome to tonight's pep talk, everyone. We're so glad that you are here. It is a very special pep talk because tonight we are talking about our Brilliant Writing Planner 2024. And we are so excited about that. It's one of our hallmark products that we produce here at My Book Therapy and Novel Academy. And we do that because we're very, very intentional about how we live our lives. And we want to incorporate writing into our life, but our life is big and our life is many parts. And so we talk a lot about how to incorporate all those parts together, but also how to make writing a big part of that life, because that's who we are. We're writers. So tonight we are going to unveil the 2024 Brilliant Writing Planner. And I'm here with one of our designers, Terry Ferris, who really is sort of the Lisa and Terry are really the brains behind this. I come to them with my very badly scribbled pages, sometimes on napkins, sometimes on like small pieces of like post-it, and I kind of show it to them. I take a picture and they take my crazy ideas and they do something with them. And it's amazing. And then they incorporate their own ideas. The one thing I love about working with both Terry and Lisa is that we're all learning. And we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight, but just the fact that we're always trying to do things a little bit smarter, a little bit better, a little bit more efficiently, up our productivity, but also in line with what we believe and in line with our values. And that is really what we're about in terms of in Novel Academy and in just terms of writers, is just writing and living our life according to our values. So Terry, thanks so much for being here tonight. I know I'm going to ask you to chime in a little bit on some of the design choices and things, and some of the tactics and some of the ways that we have changed things up. We want to welcome people that might not normally attend our pep talk. So we have a pep talk every Thursday night for our members. Tonight it's an open pep talk because we wanted to give you guys a feel of what we do behind the scenes here. It's a very fun community. Writers tend to be sort of lonely ducks out there because we have to sit alone. Nobody's going to write the story but us. So we write alone. So we have to come out of our writing cave, and we try to do that once a week and connect with each other. So we have a robust chat. And so if you're here for the first time, please let us know so we can welcome you. And the community members will welcome you, and we will get started. We do stop every once in a while to answer questions. So feel free to ask us questions. We're very happy to do so. And we will have a time at the end also to answer questions. So let us dive in. Oh, Dylan said it's her favorite night of the week. It is my favorite night of the week too. And so that's great. All right. My Brilliant Writing Planner 2024. So this is for you. If you're overflowing with ideas and feeling a bit stuck on how to move forward with them, I am like that. I have a lot of things on my plate. I have a lot of things I want to do, but I can't always do them all. So how do I get them all done? And if you feel like the clock is ticking faster than you can finish your to-do list, sometimes that's it. Our to-do list is so big. And let's not forget the nagging question of, should I even bother doing this? And so how do you figure out what you should be doing and what you shouldn't be doing and what's of value to your life and moving forward, but just in terms of your terms for success. And then finally, if you want to live a life with purpose and direction, leaving no room for regrets or missed chances, then this is the place for you tonight, because our planner really is designed to help get at the core of who you are. Now, it is a big planner, I should tell you that, but it's also, not everybody uses all of it. Some people use every single inch of it and more. So it really is designed for you, and it has all the tools that we think that are essential to help you in designing your life and keeping you going. I really like it because it keeps me focused. So we're going to kind of go through a lot of it, but we're really going to start with the beginning, because the beginning is where the golden stuff happens. In our beginning, we have what's called values-based planning. So imagine crafting a life that truly reflects your unique self, from the tiniest details to the greatest adventures, all aligned with your core values. So I came upon this idea many years ago. Let's see here. Was it 2019? I think. So I had cancer in 2019, and I think it was that or 18, something like that. Anyway, obviously it's a long distant memory, praise God. But I, at the time, my hair was falling out and I wasn't sure how things were going to go. And I thought, have I lived my life without regrets? Do I have regrets? Am I living my life every day so that if I perish tomorrow, or if I died tomorrow, I wouldn't perish actually, but if I died tomorrow, would I be regretful. And it merely made me think about how I live my life. And so I started to look at all the planners, and all the planners were like all about things that, you know, like your priorities and, you know, your ideas of success. And I had designed this planner years ago with the idea of joy, and I really love joy, but it really started to make me think, because I find joy sometimes not in just doing fun things, but in doing things that I value. So hard things can bring me joy. And I have a definition of joy, and my definition is joy is something that's not made. It's a byproduct of your relationship with God. So if you're a faith-based person, joy is something that comes from your relationship. But at the same time, we can be intentional about how we pursue our life and living by our values. And so I created a values-based planner. Terry was fantastic. She really liked it. And she said, let's really dig down into this. And so we started to create a values-based planner. And so everything we do starts with who you are and your core values, not our values, not even Christianity values or some other religious values, but your particular values. And everyone has different values. And so one of the things we're going to talk about tonight is, what is the big picture? What does success look like for you? And that's a value-based proposition, because success really is about our values. If I feel like success for me is sitting down on a Friday night and having a long conversation with my son or my husband or somebody, and I don't get anything done all weekend, but I sit there and talk to someone, and that's my value, then I'm successful. But someone else would be, oh no, you've got to rake the yard, and you've got to write this, you know, this whatever book, I guess, or whatever it is, you've got to do something external in order to be successful. Well, that might be their value, but it's not mine. And so when we're looking at our values, we're looking at what makes you feel successful. What are the things that matter to you as a person? I used to have a list on my computer back. So I was a missionary many, many years ago, 20 some years ago. Wow, that's a long time. And I lived in Russia. And one of the values I had was connection with my mom, because she lived over in America. And so every day I wrote her a letter. And my day was successful if I wrote my mom a letter. It could be three sentences, but as long as I wrote my mom a letter, my day was successful. Why? Because that was a value of mine. And so, so why do you do what you do? So it's when we're thinking about our values, we need to ask ourselves, well, we're already expressing our values in our everyday life. And so it's really about taking a look at, what are you doing already? And now we're going to reframe it and say, and why are you doing these things? So looking at your life, and we have a whole section in our planner that talks about that. We're going to show you some of the planning sheets in a second. But we have a little questionnaire at the beginning that gets at, what are you already doing that expresses your values? And now how can you turn it around, and how can you live by your values, and what would your life look like if you did, right? So one of the things that I do is I want financial freedom. I want to provide for my family. I want to dote on my people. I was reading today in the Bible about how God loves to love on his children. And I'm a parent. I love to love on my children. And so I love to do great things for them. I also want to make an impact in my world. I want to be here for a reason. And I want to explore big questions, big truths. And so there's no wrong answer, but answering these questions for yourself helps you understand what your values are. So my values are my family, my faith, my friends, my community, things like that. So the Brilliant Writing Planner has a number of sections to it. And the thing is about creating our, translating our values to our dreams, is that there needs to be a process. It's hard to do this. How do I say this? It's hard to just sit down and do it. You kind of need a guide. And the reason you need a guide is because if you do it just as a big piece, it's really hard to wrangle. It's like this huge elephant that you're trying to get to go in one direction. And it's got all sorts of big questions attached to it. And so one of the things that we've done is we've taken it apart, and we've started to say, how do you get from your values to your daily actions that reflect your values, right? And so we have a process that you go through in the planner, and it starts with reflection, and then you have a little bit of analyzation, and then we ask you to dream big. We ask you to edit those dreams. Then we have some goal planning in relationship. We have some brainstorming. I guess I left that out, brainstorming, and then some goal planning. But once you get there, that's not the end. You've got to figure out how to plan for your goals, so project planning. And then you got to figure out how to manage your tasks. And then you got to figure out how to get it all done. And so we have this, and I used to think it was a unique method, but it's really popular right now, which is time blocking. But I want to say we did that 20 years ago. And so that's right. And then we have a plan for weekly momentum, daily energy management. So how do you get your daily energy going, and then also a monthly analysis. And so this way you can kind of stay on track. Now, it's not there to noose you in, but it is there to give you steps for thoughtful reflection, analyzation, planning, and all these things. And so the elephant doesn't feel quite so big. You can break it apart into steps, and then you can see yourself doing things on a daily basis that really, really matter. All right, I'm going to stop here and let Terry chime in. If you have any thoughts on this, Terry, before we get going in the next section.
It's great, great. Okay. I can hear myself through your speaker, though.
Oh.
So I don't know if everybody else can. But now I can't. I don't know. Sometimes I can.
All right. Tell me if you can or not. I've been having really bad. I got a new computer, and I've been having really bad problems. So if you guys
can. Yeah. All right. I think it's good right now. So I think we're good.
Okay.
But no, I think this is great. So I always, we always listen to you guys. We always try to hear what, you know, like, I like the planner, but I really like this. I like the, different things. I also, every time I use the planner, I always swear I never get the full use of the planner because I'm always making notes like, ooh, I could do this page, or I could do this on this page, you know, because I want you guys, Susie wants this. I know she's always making notes. She's passing me notes saying, hey, what about this on this page? And Lisa does. And so we do listen to you guys when you guys get feedback. So some of the things this year we decided to add was one was more color, because we realized it didn't cost anymore. We were like, well, if we're going to use color, why not fully use color? So you'll see in the new pages, there's a lot more color, a simple color though, because we don't want a lot of fancy, but it's simple color. Also more options. So we had people express that they were more on a school year planner, so it's hard to use because kids are still in school or they're a teacher, and so they needed a school. That wasn't that big of a jump, so we made that. Also, we had some people say that they liked their weekdays to start on a Sunday and not a Monday, and that was a really hard thing for them. Otherwise, they love the planner. Well, we made the adjustment. So this year you also can, but there's a few of the planners that are just pay attention. So when you're buying them, because there's a Monday start, which is what it's always been. And this is only regarding the make it happen weeks and some of our Sunday starts. And we've actually had a few people who say, I love all the pre-pages, but someone told me their husband and them use the exact same calendar for the rest of the year. So they didn't want something separate. Now you can buy just the pre-pages, the magic of the pre-pages, without, if you have a different calendar system that maybe your family uses. So we have listened to you guys. We're excited. We also expanded the sacred rest section, which I think is great because, again, we talked about wanting to be able to have more space there. That's an important thing for all of us, making space in the calendar, making space in our lives. And again, SWOT analysis, we just introduced it last year. And there was a great feedback by you guys. So we were like, hey, you guys have really liked the SWOT analysis. Let's expand that just a little bit so there's more. And then there's a whole new thing we'll talk about when we get there that we've added this year called the Big Goals Breakdown that we saw introduced someplace. And so we're like, hey, we could do this a part of our planner, kind of our own spin on it. And I love it. If you're a My Book Therapy person and you came, there was a pep talk we did all on My Book on the Big Goals Breakdown, and that'll be in there. And we have more exciting things to add about that, but that'll be coming, I believe, coming up, Susie?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
So, I mean, I'm excited about the new changes. I always love all the new changes we come up with and the different things. We try to keep the colors on trend and have that thing. So I'm just really excited about every year, all the things that we do listen to you. If there's something that's really like, I love this, hey, let us know. It may or may not end up in the planner.
Yeah, I really love the new things that, and Terry's so creative. She's like, let's do it undated. Let's do it starting Sunday. Let's do it starting Monday. Let's do 18 million covers. Let's do a wire bow. Let's do a small size, a big size. You know, so lots and lots of choices this year, which is really exciting because everybody's different. And we do have some pretty awesome covers, and I'm really impressed with them. So let's dive into actually taking a look at the pages. And I'm still playing with my audio. So if you guys are having some problems, let me know. Like I said, I got a brand new computer because my computer crashed yesterday. So that was super fun. So this is, I love these spreads because, it's just nice to see 2024 at a glance, 2023. Now, we did offer an 18-month planner starting in June of this year, or July of this year, I think. So some of the planners, you have to make sure you order the right one, has a school year start on it, and it goes throughout the year. So we have all the pages there for that. And then we always start with last year in review. And I think this is really important because we really need to think about who we were last year, what we learned. I was telling everybody that my brain was overflowing because I always keep a notebook of all of the things that I learn over the course of the year. So like, this is a massive notebook full of like writing notes and business notes. And so I learn a lot, and I like to think through, what have I learned? How have I grown? What are the challenges? What are the wins? Right. And so thinking that through makes me think through, okay, how have I changed? And then we have you start with an identity board. And that identity board is important because you will change and grow in your life, I hope. And so the things that make you you, and the things that are important to you, and the things that you're called to do will change. And so having a way to assess that at the beginning of the year really gives you sort of a foundation. It's almost like a before picture in a weight loss journey, right? Because you're looking at who you are. Now, some things won't change, but there may be things that do change. And so getting that core start, I think, is really important. And it can be words, it can be pictures. I've seen I saw a friend of mine, she had like cut out a whole bunch of pictures and put it on this page, and you can do all sorts of things. So I've seen people write poems about that. So all sorts of things. Yeah, that was the D and the Lindy Hop Mary, the computer crash. Yeah, that's exactly right. So then we go from there and we say, okay, we have to start with where we were. So we start with where we were, and we talk a little bit about what we wanted, what we did last year, and then we talk about what we want for this year, right? And so we have to figure out, well, where were we last year in all of these areas? And you can come up with any areas. We kind of made it pretty general, and so that you could change it according to the things that matter to you. But we just wanted you to figure out where you were last year so that you could figure out where you want to go next year. So it's kind of a way to import last year's goals before you start next year's goals.
Well, and then go ahead. I just say one thing on that page is, I often, like when we talked about this and one more place we saw it, is that it really helps me to also think about where I am right today. Not like, I think I can always think of the successes, but sometimes I'm like, where am I? How am I making my choices today? And how do I want to change that going forward? So this one, a lot of times, and I sometimes even give myself a score on a scale of 1 to 10, how well am I taking care of myself right now? On a scale of 1 to 10, how am I doing in my spending time with my family? And not always, but sometimes I do that because it just helps me kind of say, be honest with myself of knowing where I need to make goals, because you could be like, oh, I want to focus only on writing. But if your family or your spiritual life's goal, I mean, the numbers, you're being honest with, you're saying, well, they're actually pretty low. Maybe I need to focus a little more time there. So I do feel like that's a good place before we can dive in, because it kind of helps you know where those goals need to be.
And you can do, like, a lot of times I will write a little essay to myself, like, Susie, this year you learned this, this, and this about this, this, and this. And I saw you grow here, and this is where I'd love to see you go next year. Like, I write a little summary in these different sections. And it's not like about my failures or anything. It's about really just like a note to myself so I can kind of see it. I like looking back in the years and seeing where I was. It's kind of like a journal, but it's just very focused on these particular areas. And I'm a really big fan of self-analyzation. Like, even when I run like launches on, you know, when I do a book launch, I do like a post-mortem when I figure out like where my sales were and how they, you know, and so I just love that kind of stuff. So this for me is a great way to just be a little bit self-reflective before I jump in. And so, yeah, It's good. I love Lisa's idea too there of doing it on Christmas afternoon. I love doing it on New Year's because it's, you know, I'm starting that new year and everybody's sleeping. So yeah, that's another good day to do it. All right. So here's, we jump into values-based planning, and this is the fun part, right? So we have this little questionnaire that you take, and that's on values, on your values. And it's just this kind of really interesting questionnaire where you get to sort of evaluate. There's a few fun elements in there, like what are the things that you, you know, would still like to do with your life, and what are your three favorite movies, because you can usually find a connecting theme with those, and what are the your favorite moments, and what are the most embarrassing moments. And it really helps you figure out, and I like to do it kind of for the last year because it kind of is a little bit more indicative of where you are right now, but you can do it for longer if you want. And then from there we have a little kind of cool quiz where you get to see where you are spending your time, where you list your values and you say this is what you, or you list your activities and you figure out how long you've spent on those activities, like per day or per week. And then you say, okay, well, how, what are the values that they represent? And you can kind of see where you are right now. And then you flip it and you say, if I did live by my values, what are the activities? What's the value? And what are the activities? And how much time would that be? And so you can kind of see, how do you stack up? Are you spending time in the values that you really want to spend time with, right? And so from there, we have you prioritize your values, and you can have more values than the grid, but the grid is nice. And then what's fun is that they're color coordinated. And so you can then go into the interior pages, and this is where it's really fun. So you have your brainstorming, your little light bulb there, and you brainstorm things that are coming to mind that you could do that would be related to your values. And so let's say, for example, one of my values is my family and my friends. And so I want to spend time with them, but I can't spend all my time with them. I have to spend some time with them. So I have sort of like, I can spend 3-day vacations. I can spend 7-day vacations. I can spend Friday nights. I can spend a weekend, you know, whatever it is. And I sort of brainstorm different kinds of activities I could do with different kinds of friends. And so I've got it all in there. So now I'm intentional about spending time with people that I want to spend time with. And, but they're all different kinds of activities. And so I can kind of align, you know, different friends live in different places and this sort of thing. So I can align that. And so I'm still making that friendship important, but it does differ for each person. Right. So, and then often we do sort of a cost analysis as well, because I'm that analytic person. So I want to know, well, what's it going to cost me to do this? And sometimes I say, okay, I only have X amount of time and money, so I can only do some of the things that are cost effective or whatever. But I do love to brainstorm that. And so then you pick your winners into and put them in your priorities there. And now you've sort of got a general game plan of what to do with your value and what kind of activities might align to your values in that year. So Terry, what do you do with these pages?
Well, I was showing you guys when I always really love making this page for some reason. I have something like I want a poster and put it up there of just what my core values are. And then I really do take, my middle one is faith. And so I take the brainstorming and I think, what are the areas I need to grow in? Worship, Bible reading. And I put those, but then I start putting like little branches, like what specifically things do I need to step my game up in? Okay, I need to be scripture up in straight scripture reading. Okay, how can I, you know what I mean? Like ideas. So then I can move over in the other one. And I use the hexagons more of the action. These are the 7 things that I'm really making important. Like I still want the other things to be important and I'm going to try, but these are the ones that I'm really going to try to make happen this year. And I'm going to try to focus on. And especially with writing, I usually put a book in each one of those. And I know I'm not going to necessarily get all. So in the middle hexagon, I would put writing. And then I would put a book usually in each one of those. And I know I'm not necessarily going to get 6. Okay, I know I'm not going to get 6 books written, but sometimes I can get more than I thought. And I can be like, okay, these are the ones that are going to get put on the stage for next time. Or sometimes it's not writing in them. I can start planning them in my head, right? Mm-hmm. I have some epic stories I still have in my head that I want, but I can still work on them in some downtime. So what can I do for them if I'm not writing on them? You know, there's a lot of world building. There's a lot of different things. So yeah, I do that for, you were talking about family, but in, like even in health, what are some So I kind of use the brainstorming and then narrow it down to six areas that I can improve my health in this year. What am I specifically going to do that's going to up my health? And then the part below the thing, I just almost like I commit to myself, I will live this out by, and then I almost make it like a contract. I will live it out so that when I review it and when I'm doing things, I'm like, these are the six most important things for me for 2024 that I'm going to focus on. So that I'm hopefully by the end of the year, I can say, yes, I didn't get them all done, but I can see my progress in each of these.
Yeah. I love that. I especially love that, you know, I live this out by doing this, right? And I think that having that written out for yourself really helps you say, okay, this is a value and this is why I'm doing this. So yeah, that's great. And I do the kind of the same thing. When I do my writing, I always do sort of like, these are the stories I want to write. And then when I decide what I'm going to write, I do the same thing. I put the word in the middle and then make it around. I know the trajectory. So then I'll be like, okay, these are what I'm planning. So now I know what I'm going to write. So now I know what people I'm going to put in the books and, you know, this sort of thing. So that kind of helps me come up with my publishing strategy. All right. So these are our sacred rest pages. And we do this because people don't have a really good idea of the ways that they need to rest. I'm actually going to be talking a little bit later this year about leisure and how leisure and rest are different things. But rest is a way for you to recharge. Leisure is an activity that you do with your brain that helps you to also recharge. And so it does fall into the sacred rest area. But a lot of times we don't understand that we're not resting. Some rest isn't laying on the sofa. Rest is doing things to fill you back up. So we have a whole class on sacred rest, but it's embedded in our planner. And I would encourage you to take this evaluation every quarter. And then you can really start to look at where you need to work on. We used to have these awesome stickers and we could like put in, and we don't have stickers anymore, but that's
that by my house. There's still some in my garage. I'll get you some.
There you go.
Just come on over.
Yeah, there you go. So, and then we take all of that and then we just start writing it down. Let's plan your year. So let's just talk about what you want for this year, right? So you look back at all the pages and everything that you've spent time on, and I would encourage you to spend a lot of time. In fact, I first got this idea because I used to go like away for like 2 days, and it's just kind of put this all together. Now I sort of take it like one afternoon a week during the course of a week, like the first week in January, and I work on it. And then I finally finish it on a Saturday. But, you know, what do you want from this coming year? What stands out to you the most? Envision what success would look like for you this year. And so, and just write down what is success for you this year? It can be something as simple as, I want to see one of my goals was I want to see my children once every 6 to 10 weeks. Now my children all live out of town, so that's a big commitment for us. So we have to figure out how we're going to see each of the kids, and I'm not going to see every single one of them, but I want to see one set of them every 6 weeks or so that I can connect with them. Another one was I want to connect as a family like once every 2 weeks. And so we have family Zoom calls, you know, and things like that. So now if that's my main goal, that's one thing I'm going to really focus on this year. And then we have a yes and no list. And this is something, I don't know, is this new this year? I can't remember.
It is. We kind of said, we had the question, but I liked the boxes because I feel like it's more of a commitment. I will say no to this. And for me, a lot of my no's are those things that I say, I like to think of as rest, but they're just escapism. They're not rest. Mm-hmm. Right. You know what I'm saying? So those, I like the box to say, I'm going to say no to these things.
Yeah. I think once you get to this point, you've already figured out what your values are. And there's a mantra. And basically if you're not 90% yes on it, then it's a no. You should not be doing things that you're like 50% yes on. You should say either yes, it's a yes, or it's a no. So if it's not 90% yes, then it's a no. And if it doesn't align with your values and your vision and your theme for this year, and this is where as a Christian, I like to prayerfully consider all of these things, then it needs to be a no, unless something happens and God just changes your mind on it. So I really feel like it's important to identify your no's. And so you can say, I'm so sorry. And having some language helps. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not a good fit for me this year. Oh, I would love to do that. Sounds so great. I'll have to think about that for next year. You know, something like that also works. So you're not really saying no, but you're just kind of saying maybe not right now, because you don't know. Right. And then new habits. habits. What habits are you going to create? Things that are new to you that are going to make a difference in your life. And we have a habit stacking class inside our planner course, but we also have it in the planner, which we'll get to. But it's a really, habit stacking is a very great tool to incorporate new things. And if you really want to learn something new in your life, having it in your habit stack is a great way to do that. And then finally, looking forward. After all you've looked at, how do you feel walking into the new year? What word sums up that feeling? Now, I don't know about you guys, but I like to have a word for the year. This isn't necessarily your word for the year. You could get it from here, but just sort of having that word to be excited about it. And maybe it's a prayer, maybe it's a verse, just whatever it is, it's going to get you excited about this next year. Speaking of, and now if you're a person of faith, then it is a kind of a neat way to go into this year with some prayer targets. And prayer targets, we have a whole class on prayer targets, but it's this idea of really looking at your life in relationship to what God's calling you to do and saying, okay, I'm going to actually pray and ask God where he's working and how can I join him and what does he want me to pray for? And then also just what's on your heart to pray for, right? So it's yes, the prayer targets class is included in the planner. So it's a really great class and something to really think about when we don't think about the fact that God is intimately involved in our life and he wants to be involved in all of these areas as well. And so that, of course, we have the typical your word for the year, your verse or inspirational quote, and then we write out a prayer for the year. And so these are optional pages, but for me as a person of faith, I really like adding these in because it really helps center my year and it helps me to pray for my year going forward too. All right, Terry, anything else before we jump to the novels section?
No, not at all. It's great.
Okay. All right. So now this is where we get into the writing part. The other part is sort of like your big life, right? And I'm teaching a class this weekend about things I've learned over the 22 years I've been in this business. And one of them is this is not your whole life. Writing is not your whole life. But as a writer, it's a big part of our lives. And so we need to look at the whole life. But now we're going to focus on the novels. And we need to be or whatever it is that you're writing. And you need to be intentional about what you're writing. And so one of the things you do is, and with sort of an evaluation again, we look at what you wrote last year. What did you enjoy writing? What was your favorite thing? Was it worth writing it? Some of these questions to help you look at what you did last year as a writer. And then we start looking outward. We say, what's going on in the market? What other things could you be writing? And we kind of try to look at it from a business mind and say, where could I participate that's already a trend? But I do want to say a caveat here, that is, don't write to trends. Write that thing, that story that you are good at writing. I'm telling you guys, it just changes all the time. Fantasy is exciting, and then historicals are exciting, and then contemporary romance is great, and then it doesn't sell at all, and it's women's fiction. You know, just got to keep writing. And one of the things I always talk about is consistency. Just keep writing and getting better and better and better and better at what you're good at. So you got to write what's on your heart, but you have to be smart too. So you have to start saying, well, could you write shorter? Could you write longer? Could you write in this particular arena? You know, this sorts of things. And so make you think through that. And then we talk a little bit about your writing habits, because as a writer, you have to know how much you can produce and how quickly you can produce it. If you are a author that is selling your work already, then you need to figure out how quickly you can get your work done so you can get paid. And so this makes a big difference in your income. So we talk through that. You need to know how long it takes you to write a novel. And then from there, we get a publishing strategy. So we take your novels from your writing projects from your values. We look at all of these things and we ask you some specific questions to help you figure out what is your publishing strategy for this year? What is your writing strategy? It may be not a publishing strategy. It might be just a writing strategy, and that's fine. But what is your strategy? Because we're going to walk into the year with intention and some goals. And goals are, you know, people get upset about goals, but having a goal is a good thing. You do need to know what direction you're heading. Just because you are going to, you know, maybe take a side trip to Ohio doesn't mean that you don't want to get to, you know, California one day, or maybe some other state, right? Washington State or whatever it is, right? So you need to know what direction you're heading. So we have specific questions for that. And then we look at your life. And we have a whole class on this, a SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And we have a whole class on how to look at the things that will hold you back and the things that are you're not good at and the things that you are good at and some of the threats in your life. And so you can clear a path and use your strengths to actually achieve what you're looking for. And this is a really big, it's a very common business tool, but it's very good for writers to use as well, or anybody that's trying to get something done. All right, jump in anytime, Terry, that you feel like you, okay. All right, and then finally it ends with a plan. So we're going to talk about where you're going to grow, where you're going to, how you're going to expand your fan base, what books you want to write, what is the word count. You're going to talk about how you're going to get that word count on the page. We're going to talk about what you're going to write with, when will you write it, and what will you do to get your work published if you are not having it published right now. And then you're going to create some due dates and deadlines. I have deadlines all the time. I write indie. I write traditionally, and I have some are publisher imposed, and most of them are self-imposed, because if you have a deadline, this is when you're going to get it done, and you need to make sure that you can move your deadline, but I wouldn't do that too often, because you really want to show up and get the work done. So getting deadlines done means that you're one step closer to publishing your work and getting paid. And this is a good thing. So we put the rubber to the road. Go ahead.
If you have the opportunity, if you find somebody in your life who can, when you have self-imposed deadlines, I'm convinced that part of the reason I never wrote during 20, whatever it was, the year, was because I didn't have deadlines and I kept putting things off, or I'd revise it one more time. Or, I never moved on to the next book because I could just have this never ending, let me rewrite it. Let me read it one more time. Let me strengthen it. Or read this chapter one more time. Mm-hmm. But when you have a publisher saying, 2 weeks, get it back to me, you get it fixed and you keep moving.
Yeah, you do.
And so there is something to that. So if you can't do that, I realize that I really struggle with that. And so I've realized if I'm going to do indie books at some point, I need other people like to have those almost on me. And sometimes it means that I hired an editor and said I would have it to you by this date. So that was my, so I kind of gave myself by hiring the editor. So that's it's something to consider, because you just recognize that could be a strength, but for weakness of mine is following self-imposed deadlines.
Yeah. But what I like to do is have self-imposed rewards. So if you have a deadline, you have a reward behind it. Right. So like, I'm like, okay. So a lot of times, and this has got me into trouble, I make my deadline right before a vacation. And so I write. And then, like if I've wasted time, like I'm like, writing really fast. Then I go. And then what happens is I sit for hours on my chair in my ottoman, and I like sit with my legs up. And so I would go into vacations like totally out of shape, like not at all, ready for like my 10 mile hikes and things like that. So then my legs would be all like, oh, we're tired now. And then my knees would get bad. And then I'd be like, oh no, I need my knee replaced. Anyway, it's this is why you need to also look at the health value and do health things, and maybe make your deadlines not quite so close to your vacations, but having some sort of positive thing. So now I try to make my deadline like at least a week before I go somewhere, so I can have time to like read it and enjoy it and, this sort of thing before I go on vacation. So anyway, but yes, having that is a good thing. Yeah. All right. So the next thing we have you do then is we're getting towards the summary. I know this is a lot, you guys, but just sitting down to think about your life is a really good thing. And thinking about what you want, and dreaming and praying and, all of this kind of stuff. So we end with big goals. And so you'll notice that those goals are all color coded, all related to your values. And so you go back to your values and you say, what are the goals that I have for this year? And this is you're just going to write them down. You're going to identify your why. You're going to look at, why you wanted the push into it, the pull, the reward that's waiting for you, and then action steps that you're going to take, right? And you're not identifying every single action step, but you're kind of giving it a broad look there, and you're just writing down those goals. And right now, or this year, we have a really cool new thing. So Terry, take it away and tell us about the big goal breakdown sheet.
Yeah. So you can see this, right? You see a little bit right there with this big goal breakdown. And I saw this somewhere. I showed it to Susie. She loved it. We talked about it. She was using something like this anyway for herself. So she's like, this is great. Let's put it in. And what I like about it, and we actually, the box, they had the why do you, the middle, I don't know if you can read that, but it says, why do you want to reach this goal? And I was looking at that and I was like, you know what? We're my book therapy people and we write. And so we deal with the push-pull. So I thought, I like this. We can add in, why do you write the goal? But then what happens? This is what we do to our characters all the time. What happens if you reach your goal? What happens if you do not reach your goal? That's an important thing for our care, not only our characters in each scene to recognize, but it's important for our lives. And we were talking about that. Because I think sometimes I think, oh, this is my goal. I'm going to write this book. And then I think, what will happen? But be specific. Don't be like, I'll have a book done. Well, duh, that's not what will happen. What happened is you might make some money, that you might be able to go on a vacation, or you might be able to help pay for your child's college, or you might be able to use that money for something like, be specific, the benefits of finishing this book. What will happen if you don't? Okay, maybe I won't be able to, like, maybe you do need that money to help pay for a semester, your kids pay for college. I mean, because make them real consequences, you know, like, what if for health, okay? My health has been horrible this fall. I've been dealing with a thyroid issue. But so as I fill this out, what one thing if I do? What if I reach this goal? My goal is that I will be healthier. And what happens if I don't? I could die younger than I want to die, which means I write less books, which means I have less time with family, which all means all these values that I have will have less of, I'll get to do them less because I made poor choices in my late 40s, right? So be specific. Don't just be like, if I reach it, I do. If I don't, it doesn't get done. That's sad. No, there's usually bigger consequences when you look at your life than just it doesn't get done. There's a trickling effect. So what is that? Be honest with yourself, because I think it's very motivating. But then you also have, I like deadlines. So here, action steps for deadlines. And so, yeah, I can't read the middle part. But
yeah, who can help me reach my goal? How will they help? And that's another thing is that, you know, looking out for help for others. Like who could I, like, is there, like, for example, for me, a lot of times my husband, he'll make dinner for us. That helps me reach my goal because then I don't have to worry about dinner. I can just keep writing. I can get my word count in. And then, you know, food is there and I can eat it, and, you know, or whatever. Or maybe I'm going to call a friend like Rachel and I'm going to have her help me plot, or maybe I'm going to, you know, have somebody proof it for me, or whatever it is, whatever that goal is. And it doesn't have to be writing. It could be something else. Right. So that's a really big piece, is that who am I going to reach out to for help if I need it? And we need to be willing to do that. We've got some great huddle groups inside of Novel Academy that help each other a lot. It's really inspiring. And so, you know, they reach out to each other. And then I really love the action steps, because the action steps are how you get from the goal to, like, what's your strategy? What's going to happen that's going to make that goal come to life? So you've got your goal, and then you've got your action behind that goal, right? And so this is how we're going to get there. And maybe it's, you know, and there may be even tasks associated with that action. So you might have, you know, the action is, you know, I'm going to, the goal is to increase my fan base. And so I'm going to submit, you know, I'm going to give away a book, which means I have to write the book, which means I have to create an ad for it. I have to create a book funnel thing for it. So I have to put it down there. But, you know, writing the book is like one action. So I'm going to have little tasks in there, you know, write the chapters or whatever. Right. So, yeah, I know, Delin, I know your huddle has an in-person retreat. I saw it on your Facebook page. It looks really fun. I think I have to crash it next year. It looks really amazing. Yeah. Becky has a great huddle group too. So that's really great. Anyway, and then we end up with the quarter goals, right? So you're going to write down your quarter goals, because if we plan for the year, we still have to break it into smaller bits, right? So we have this goal, we have these tasks, but maybe we can't get those tasks all done in tomorrow, right? And that's what people often do. They're like, we're going to do it all in the first quarter. You're like, no. And so we actually have a massive spread. So you can spread your goals out, and we encourage you to do that. Spread it out over the year so that you can see how they're going to break down in different sections. And the reality is that you might not be able to tackle all of your goals with the time that you have in the first month. So you're going to have to spread it out, which makes your life a little bit more realistic.
One thing I saw this done one place that I liked is also like when you can't, this is like you put something under January with quarterly goals. And if you can't get it done, they have us highlight it. And it just meant it was moving it on to the next month. But it wasn't like I failed. It was just like, all right, we're just going to move this forward. This is something that needs to be added to the next month.
Right.
So I liked that aspect of it.
Me too. I love that because it's like, well, sometimes I just don't get it done. So I just move it and that's okay. So, all right. So then we have a question. What if your life changes? Well, first of all, you have your strategy for a year. That's fantastic. But yes, life does change. So this year, when you buy a planner, you're going to get a quarterly email with a reminder that it's okay if life changes and you're going to get fresh goal and project planning pages. And so that's one thing we're going to do this year is just to help you stay on track, but also switch it up. If you need to do a reevaluation every quarter, every month, you can. So like 2 years ago, I ran after my dog who was running after a rabbit. I ran into a hole. I ripped my knee open apart. It was terrible. I had to have knee replacement surgery. Totally derailed my life. For 3 months, I was like in terrible pain. So I had to reevaluate. I had to rip apart my planning pages. I had to rip apart my planner and go, what am I doing? And it was terrible. But you can do that. You can reset. It doesn't have to be set in gold. And so set in stone. And so I really want, we're really excited about the quarterly emails and just to help you guys stay fresh with your goals, your vision, this sort of thing. So how do you make all of this happen? So this is all great. It's all fun to do all the planning, but now you got to actually make it happen. And this is where a lot of people fall apart because they're like, well, I made all this grand plan and now I'm going to set it aside and go and be popcorn, you know? And the reality is that that's fun for a day, but then that doesn't get stuff done. So we have a couple of things that we use and we teach you how to do that really, really helps. And the first one is habit stacking. And the next one is time blocking. So we have a page for this and habit stacking, we have a whole class on, but it's about how to get stuff done on autopilot so that you get your life accomplished, but you also leave space for your brain to think, right? So we have like a miracle morning, which is a class, and then your workday start, then workday shutdown, and then your enjoyable evening. And we kind of put life on autopilot in those spaces so that you can be like thinking about other things. But then we also have a time template. And time blocking is like the new hot thing, but I want you guys to remember you learned it here first. And it's this, and I didn't realize this, but this is actually a great way for people who have ADHD or ADHD attention deficit or struggle with that to focus. I didn't realize I had this. And then I realized I sort of have this. And so, but I've always been time blocking my whole life. And so basically you have a time template and you basically set your weeks up according to, I mean, basically in the school year, we know what our week is going to look like. Right. So I know that on, you know, my kids go to like, I don't do this anymore, but my kids went to school at like 7:30. And so from like 7:30 to usually 2:30, I was free to do stuff. Well, I'm not really free. I have to do marketing and writing and all those kind of things. And so, you know, having this every day figured out. So what I do is my 6 to 7 and 8 usually, or 6 to 7 is always my miracle morning. My 8 to 9 is always my workday start and setup and emails and stuff like that. My 10 to 12 is my block one of creativity. And it can be, and on Mondays, it's usually Susan Warren fiction marketing. And then I take a little lunch break. And then from 1 to 3 is another block of time for me. And I usually do Sunrise Publishing stuff. And then from 4 to 6, I have meetings. And then, you know, from 7 on, I do reading. So I have like a block of time. And then on Tuesdays, I start writing at like 9 and I don't stop till 6. Wednesdays, same thing. And then Thursdays, it's my Novel Academy day. So I get up, I teach, I prepare for my class, I do work associated with that. And then I teach in the evenings. And then Friday, I leave free. and or sometimes in the mornings I write, but in the afternoons I leave free. And I do that so that if something comes up during the course of the week, I can push some of the other things to my Friday afternoon, or I put all my appointments Friday afternoon, or, you know, whatever it is I want to do on Friday afternoon. The key to time blocking is to leave yourself some buffer so that you can move stuff around. You don't want it so tight that you can't move. But doing time blocking, yeah, Dylan says she had to learn to time block for homeschooling for 20 years. Yeah, exactly. You have to learn how to time block, but you have to leave yourself some room to move stuff around. And that's how, for me, like I learned this in Russia when I was a missionary. I'd have people show up at my door and want to sit down and talk to me for 2 hours. And I'm like, I ain't got stuff to do. But I knew I had a white space over there on another day. So I just took that block and moved it over there and moved minister to my friend into that block. And now I'm free to talk to them, and it's no big deal. And we all have that. It's, you know, our friend calls on the phone, or our son leaves his football gear at home and we have to drive it to school, or, I mean, that never happened to me, you know, or whatever. So having, yes, and you can teach your people that you are not available during time blocks too. I used to have a little sign on my door that said, cry me a river, and my poor children, but they did learn to fend for themselves, and this is a good thing. So we have a class on time blocking and how to do it. And I would encourage you to do a fresh time template every quarter because your life changes. So obviously summer is going to look a lot different than the school year. And, you know, for us, we go down to Florida in the spring. So our life looks a little bit different down there. So I would do a fresh one every quarter. And then finally, we end our time with writing ourselves a letter. And I like the letter. It's kind of cheesy, but it's fun. And it just helps you figure out what you're doing with your life, right, for the year. And then we jump into the year. And we always start with our goals, so we know where we're going. And we start with our month at a glance, which I love to fill out because I'm writing down all the important dates. Then I write down the month's goals. I write down, we've got a word count goal. We've got a social media tracker, which is important. We've got word count tracker, that's what the little stars are. We've got a habit tracker on there, which is key. We've got our advertising plans. We've got our sort of like the promotions that we're going to do. So we've kind of incorporated all the things to keep your marketing fresh. And then, of course, you'll look priorities at a glance. What we're doing is we're pulling in those quarterly goals. And you've got 4 weeks in a month, and we've got four slots there, and you could do one goal. Sometimes people do like one whole value in a week. Sometimes they spread it out. I like to kind of spread mine out, but it just depends on what you want to do. But it's all coordinated. So that's really a cool way to take go from the big picture to the big goals, to the quarterly goals, to the monthly goals. And we also have inspiration pages. They're optional. I like my inspiration pages because I like to do my miracle morning in my planner, but you don't have to do that. We offer that optional. And then this is where your weekly activities and tasks live. So you're going to take your priorities at a glance, one color for every week or wherever goal, right? And now this is where your tasks live. And so up on the top are all the tasks for that week according to that value. And then here's your time blocks down below. And so we've got some cool stuff. We've got a menu. We've got water. We've got your top three priorities, which I think are really key. We've got your word count goal. We've got your word count at the down with the bottom. We've got today's wins. I love today's wins because it's like, what did I do today that I won? And it has nothing to do with like I organized the spice cabinet. Okay, great. It has nothing to do with writing, but at least something that I did, right? And then we've got a section for notes. And this is a Monday start, but the Sunday start would be a little bit different. We'd start on Sunday. But the reality is that this is where your values are lived out in your everyday life. So yeah, I love the today's wins too. So we've got, like I said, a Monday start. So this is the Monday start, and this is a Sunday start. This is an undated weekly page. So you have to look at the different pages because they have different kinds of starts. So this would be the Sunday start page, and this is the Monday start page.
So the Sunday start basically just moves Sunday to this side and moves the menu and water to the other side. That's really what the difference, because some people liked that. I liked not to have my broken weekend broke up, Susie, and I prefer that, but some people do like to have it the regular calendar. Yeah. Also, the difference on top for an undated weekly page is you'll notice the first, the previous slide, you'll see that it actually said July in that first box. On this one, it had July in that first box, where this one just becomes another list you can make if you choose an undated planner. But that has no, that all you have to put your own calendar dates in, because even the calendars are blank. You just have to fill them in.
Yeah. So we had a lot of people ask us for undated too. So like I said, we try to respond to all the needs around here. So, all right. So you do that every week. And then at the end of the month, you update your goals and you look at your values and what's going on and, you know, what's happening. And this is actually at the end of every quarter. You have a quarterly update, but we do have a monthly recap also, where you a list of questions that you can go through. A lot of the calendar, if you don't have if it's not the end of a quarter, this is a blank page too. And I keep a ton of notes in my calendar, like in my planner. I'm always constantly writing notes down in my planner to talk through, okay, I took this class and this is the thing that I'm going to do. So like this is the notes page for, I don't know what month this is, September. So it's blank and I just took a lot of notes on it of something I was going on. So if you have a story idea, or if you're taking a class or an important meeting, it's a great way to keep it in your planner and just keep your notes right there. And then you can just kind of be like, oh yeah, when did I talk to him? Sometimes I have I keep a lot of paper clips and stuff and little notes, and that helps me a lot. Yeah. Lisa Phillips says, I love you so much. You guys are awesome. Right back at you, Lisa. Right back at you. All right. So this is our year-end review, which I think is really key. It kind of helps you sum up everything. And you can even cheat. Fill this out and then open up next year's planner and copy over what you wrote into next year's planner. And then, of course, we've got the next month as well. This is from the July to July planner. All right. So let's go back. Terry, anything you want to say about this before we talk about story crafting?
No, I did get asked if the PDF, right now the only PDF online is the July start, but I will have the other PDF available soon. It's just not there yet.
Yeah.
I just couldn't get that one up.
Okay.
Sorry.
Good. All right. And don't forget, in the back, because we're story crafters, we have two story section. So enough story crafting pages to craft. You could craft one story with 4 points of view, or two stories with 2 points of view. And basically it's got notes. It's got the premise, plan that we use, you know, the who, wants, what, why, or else, so, but, and all of the big pieces so that you can put your premise together. It has the story crafting sheets. So it's like your character the SEQs. So if you're a Novel Academy member, you know what that is. We also have a story equation class that you can take, that if you're not a member, it's not very expensive. And it teaches you all about the story equation. There's also a book. I think it's like 10 bucks. So anyway, or maybe it's $5 on Kindle. I don't know. But anyway, it's how to craft a story using the story equation. So we have two story equations in there. And then we have a plotting roadmap. And we have two of these in the back. So you can create your stories there. And I love this because it's like, usually when I'm working on my story for the, you know, I'm looking at the beginning of the year and thinking, what am I going to do? I like to flip to the back and start noodling on ideas for those books I'm going to create. So I'm going to create probably more than two. So I'm probably going to create, but I like to get them started here. And then I bring them elsewhere. And we are working on a story crafting planner, a big one. We just don't have it quite yet. So hang in there. All right. So, first of all, is there any questions? If you have a question, feel free to put it. Rachel says, even though it's only October, I feel this diopressing need to have it in my hands. Well, Rachel, we can solve that problem for you. It is right now. We are going to have, this is for you guys. You guys hear it first. It's only for a week. So it's 20% off the purchase price for a limited time, and we're saying limited only this week. So you guys find out, you're going to find out right now first, and I'll go to mybrilliantwritingplanner.com. Look at all the choices, look at all the covers, look at all the different starts. Check it out. You have like until next week at this time to figure out what you want, and you can get it for 20% off, which is a huge discount. So, so we get them printed. Because we gave you so many choices, they're printed as you choose them. So we don't have 80 million variations in stock. So they get printed and then they get, so that's the trade-off. You can either get like two of the same, like three choices, or you could get all the choices, but you have to wait a little bit longer. So it takes about a week to print them, and then maybe however long ish the shipping is. So like usually it takes about 2 weeks to get them, right, Terry? Something like that.
Yeah, it really varies on the printing place near you. I will say if they get very busy because the closer to the new year they print, because they obviously don't just do our stuff. They do a variety of, and then there's a lot of things they're printing around Christmas. So if you want it sooner, you can get it. The shipping, the turnover is much lower now than it will be when you get into November and December. So especially late November. So just be aware of that because it will. Now, Lori, we've never been able to ship to Canada. It does not let us do that. However, the companies we do work with do work with international. They have international places. So, but they can't. You can't buy directly through our site. So what I need you to do is if you're really interested, if you have one you want, send me an email at planner@mybooktherapy.com exactly saying which one you want. And I can put that on their direct site and you can buy it through their direct site. I just can't load all the planners onto the direct site because it just takes too much time since there's just a few. So just pick out the one you want. Let me know. I'll have it within a day or two up on the direct site for you to order through. And I'll give you the link for you to order directly. It still works. We still get the commission, everything. It's just how we have to do things internationally. So just if you see ones you want, you can just, again, let me know cover, size, all the pieces of it, which one you want. And then I'll get that up for you.
Yeah. And that's, we have a number of people that order from overseas and sometimes they have it sent to a friend who sends it to them. You can do it that way too, but yeah, that's a good way to do it.
No, sorry. That's not the right way. Is it? Yeah.
It
is planner@mybooktherapy.com. Yes, yeah. That is it.
Also there's on the website, the order website, you can click on it. It says you ordering internationally, click here.
Yes.
And it tells you how to do that. So, all right. So, as you know, once you get your, this is a crazy thing. Usually it's like, okay, so you're going to spend money on a planner and then you're going to get a $300 course to go with it for free. So everyone's like, why don't you sell the course and then just get the planner for free? And I'm like, I don't know, because I just feel like it's more fun this way. So anyway, there's a coupon code inside your planner. So you're going to get the planner. You're going to open it up. There's a coupon code in there to enroll in the Brilliant Writing Year course for free. And it walks you through. The videos are not very long. There's a couple of longer ones like prayer targets and sacred rest and stuff like that, that are worth listening, downloading and listening to. They're longer, but most of the tutorials are fairly short. So, and it will talk you through how to use each section. Now, many of you are already seasoned planner users, so have to know how to do that. I'm not sure if there's any new classes up there.
There's a new class for the Big Goals Breakdown, I know.
Yes, right.
And so I know that that's at least a new one we've added. I don't know if there's another one or not. Lisa, we're okay.
Big Cole's so breakdown, yeah.
She's typing. Lisa's typing below, so she'll let us know.
Lisa is frantically typing below. So we show up there. It says that no products found in the 2024 My Brilliant Writing Planner page 1 in Shopify.
Huh. Well, I just made them live, so let me go back. I'll look at that right now.
Okay, Terry will solve that problem as we sit here. And and then also, guys, if you are not a member of Novel Academy, we would encourage you guys so we do this every Thursday night. We're not quite as wordy on Thursday night. We're a little bit more like, well, I guess we're still wordy. I guess we are. We're writers. So anyway, but we have an Academy for Writers, and we have two programs. One is our Story Crafters program, which is a guided step-by-step path to writing a book. And you have a coach and you have the lessons, and it helps you walk through how to write a book. Then there's Novel Academy, and it's just the Thursday night pep talks and the vault of classes. And the classes are all organized by topic. We have about 300 classes, and they're on everything from story crafting step by step to using the story equation to marketing to building a brilliant career to career advice to indie publishing, traditional publishing, just everything you could think of. And when you purchase the planner and you sign up for the Brilliant Planner Writing Course for free, you get a discount code for a discounted lifetime rate for the life of your membership. So you can get a code for a lifetime discount to the membership. So it might be something worth doing. You can have a yearly plan or a monthly plan. It is a community that continues to grow. We continue to see people get published. Every month we have 4 or 5 new books from our membership where we shout out books that are coming out. We've seen people win awards. We've seen people really grow their careers. And it's really fun. We are here to help writers create the career that they want to create. And maybe it's just one book, but maybe it's a series of books. Maybe it's a whole slew of books, but we're here for the whole thing. And we teach everything from, you know, getting that first word on the page and plotting to how to manage a multi-publishers, multi-book career. So can we put slide 23 up again? Ooh, 23. Okay. Wow. That's a long ways back. Okay.
I can do it, Susie. Let me.
I got it. Here it is. That one, the monthly starting with the goals one. Oh, thanks, Rebecca. She said Novel Academy has been one of the best things I've ever chosen to spend money on. I love that. That's a great endorsement. Yeah. we have really enjoyed getting to know our members. We are small but mighty. I think we have the highest retention rate in the whole industry because we really try to feed into our members. We create a community and we try to equip people with what they really need. We send out questionnaires at the end of the year to help people tell us what they want to learn more of. We craft our classes specifically for our members. We do a feedback once a month where people can submit things and I give specific help on them. That's really fun. We have a number of series every year from using social media. We just had a great class on Canva by Terry to getting, you know, writing a book in a month or writing a romance or whatever it is. I do a lot of wordsmithing classes, how to write action adventure scenes or how to, you know, sometimes they get really deep into, you know, like how to, as a reader, get into your story. And I talk through, you know, how to structure left branching and right branching sentences and things like that. Yeah. Becky says she's been a member for a long time. She has been. Yes. And Mary says best investment ever. If you're serious about writing, this is where you need to be. Oh, thank you, Mary. But we just feel like, you know, Jesus had a small band of disciples who impacted the world. We have our group here and we can be small and mighty, but we do try to be mighty. So jam-packed with information, and we do care deeply about every single one of our members, and we are here on the journey with you guys. So, but we are thrilled about our planner. It is going to be a great year. I'm very, very excited about it. We probably will have another little recap about the planner at the beginning of the year, with maybe any questions that people have. And I've always got tips and tricks up my sleeve. So that'll probably be more of a tips and tricks seminar on things that I've learned that have helped me a lot in my writing and things. And of course, we'll have our overview of our classes and things like that at the beginning of the year. But if it's something that you're interested in doing, I would encourage you to do it because it's a really a great community. And we do get people published and we keep people published. So that's very good. All right. Yes, the 20% off, Martha, shows up automatically. It should go into it. Timothy, thank you for letting us know. Oh yeah, it's automatically when you put it in the cart, right?
Yes, it should show up in your cart at checkout. I right now can't even get to the cart. I don't know why. It's my computer's really a bit old and slow, so it's probably me. But if you guys have, for some reason, it's not showing up to 20%, just email message me and I will make sure it's working. You can't get to the cart either. I don't know that that's Shopify because I don't know. That doesn't make sense because there's nothing I could have done to change that.
Lisa says hers is showing.
I don't know if we just overwhelmed the system. We're not used to having this many buyers.
You guys are small and mighty, I'll tell you. Bam. Shopify's like, no, it's too much for us. I win. Lisa says hi. That is the competitor coming out in her. Yeah, Jean says maybe try a different browser. Rachel said she had to refresh to get the cart to show up. All right. Well, if you do have problems, please, poor Shopify. Please email planner@mybooktherapy.com or Lisa@mybooktherapy.com or Susan@mybooktherapy.com. Although you're very likely not to hear from me right away because Lisa has to like tell me to answer my emails. I do answer my emails. I just have a lot of emails. And if you do ever really, really, really need to get a hold of me, I would suggest highly CC and Lisa, who will then text me and say, so-and-so needs to talk to you. And then I will do it because I do have a lot of emails, but I do care. And yes, Lisa says, send me your email. I'll get it to Susie. That's right. Yes. Oh, thank you, Tracy. Yes, we love you. And we are rooting for you guys. So, all right, guys. Well, thank you so much for being here. It's been such a fun night. We love that you love the planner. We love that you guys are with us on Thursday nights. You could be anywhere else and you spend it with us. And we appreciate that. Thank you for being so nice to our non-members and non-members. We hope to see you back here someday. And until we see you next time, guys, go get a planner and go write something brilliant.